60 years ago, four friends had such a powerful and unexplainable encounter with angels, or something, that their story's still being discussed. In fact, if anything, it's gaining ground. Now, to tell the story, we have to go back to 1943 and the city of Budapest.
Die große Zeit ist jetzt angebrochen. Deutschland ist nun erwacht.
It was the eve of the German invasion of Hungary. A young woman named Gita Malas was talking with her best friend Hannah one day, when out of Hannah's mouth came an unfamiliar voice. The voice said it was an angel and it had a message for her. For the next 17 months, until they were deported to Nazi concentration camps, Gita, Hannah, and two other friends met weekly and took dictation from the angels. Gita, the only one of the four to survive the war, was able to preserve their diaries. 30 years later, they were published as the European bestseller Dialogue avec l'Ange. Now American actress Shelley Mitchell has created a one-woman play based on the book. It's called Talking with Angels. It opened in New York last year and San Francisco this year. And Strange Champ sat down with Shelley Mitchell recently to talk about it.
It opens with Gita as an old woman, which she was. She died in 1992. So I come out in the first maybe 5 minutes of the play, introduce, I'm of course impersonating Gita at that point, and give a little background information about the circumstances surrounding this event and underscoring the fact that these people were ordinary people. They were not into seance or astrology or tarot, that they were reading ancient texts, looking for personal meaning, looking to understand what it means to be alive on earth. That's how they lived, that this was how they passed their time. They had their own little consciousness-raising group, for lack of a better word. And then I actually start the evening with the first real dialogue, which was directed at Gita herself. And then I, of course, change characters quite suddenly and become Hannah speaking the angel voice to Gita.
Watch out. Soon you'll be asked to account for yourself. It's time for you to transform yourself. The seed is not sown on hard ground. You'll be tilled by endless searching, and what has been good will become bad, and what has been bad will become good. Do you know me? Do you know me? We will meet again. That's the actual first dialogue that Gita experienced.
Now, this was all happening during the Nazi invasion of Hungary. What was actually happening to Gita and her friends at the time? And the three of the friends were Jewish. Were their lives in danger at that time?
Well, they lost their lives. In March of 44, the Nazi invasion came into Hungary and everything changed at that moment. So they were hiding in Budapest from that initial deportation of 500,000. And then a priest approached Gita and asked her if she would be the commander of a sewing factory that was actually a shelter for 100 Jewish women and children. It was set up by the Catholic Church and some sympathetic leaders in the Hungarian government.
So this was a Schindler's List kind of arrangement.
Absolutely, right. Schindler's List, with the twist that Gita wasn't making any money herself, and, you know, all she wanted was to shelter her friends. By November of 44, the Nilash, they were the Hungarian Nazi Party, began persecuting people who seemed to be hiding Jews or things that were suspicious in that way, and they were discovered. The clever thing that Gita did in the meanwhile was befriend the neighboring SS contingent. There was an SS officer and his entourage that had moved in next door to their factory. So the German SS said they would protect Gita and all of the women. So Gita cut a hole in the fence between their two gardens, the factory garden and the SS garden, it's a story kind of like that movie The Pianist, where this German SS officer saved 100. Not only him, his entourage helped the women escape during the final attack from the Hungarian Nazis, and all the women survived the war, except a group of 13 who were elderly and sick, and Hannah and Lily, Gita's friends, all stayed behind and were trapped and volunteered to be deported because the dialogues were in notebooks that we would call like school notebooks. They were just in ordinary black and white notebooks, and they each had their own set. But they felt that if the Hungarian Nazis did not have enough people to deport that day, that because of the threats they had made previously, that Gita would be shot on the spot, and then all those notebooks would have been lost. So they wanted to preserve the dialogues that badly, and they were deported to Germany and died in March of 45. They almost made it to the end.
You know, one of the many, many things that people lost in the Holocaust was faith in God. Didn't Hannah and Gita and their friends begin to wonder if the angels were real, why weren't they helping?
That is a key observation and a key question. Transformation of suffering is a big part of the angels' message, that awareness and release of suffering. And they often talk about death as being an illusion. What is death below is life above. You too are dead and live eternally. All else is time and illusion, is waves breaking on the shore, an infinity of small deaths, that is life. Cells die, new ones are born. Human beings die, new ones are born. It's not death that is bad, but the unfinished task. So they felt that there is a task that they could complete within whatever time they had on Earth alive, and that completing their task was the important point, not just survival. So I am Jewish myself, ethnically. I'm not a practicing Jew, but this message touched me so deeply, their perception that this life was not the only existence we had, that we are existing on other levels. So it has fulfilled me as an actor, an actress, on the deepest levels to be able to put my force behind an evening like this.
Shelley Mitchell's one-woman play is Talking with Angels. She talked with Anne Strange Champs.